was in a restaurant. Tom and I were sitting there, but could not hear anything. What he told Hang was this, that the Russians will stay out of the deal completely. They feel that India has the capability to do the deal, and it is in good hands, and consequently, they will not participate in any way in this. They said they were very interested in talking to you about something else, and that you would be contacted by, you know, some unknown person within the next week and be asked to call a certain person. So, you know, it's just a big mystery with no substance is what it boils down to.
Okay.
I have no proof that this man was even a Russian. Although he could sure pass for one.
Okay.
I have told Hang that your patience has completely left you, and that if we do not have an indication sometime today that either the North Vietnamese or Russians are involved, that you have told Tom and I to leave. So he is in the process of trying to set up dinner with this Russian tonight.
Good.
With the understanding that we won't ask him any questions about POWs, but we'll answer any he wants to ask.
Okay. Okay, fine.
So that in a real nutshell is it, Ross.
Okay, fine. In your opinion, should we hold our negotiations to this one negotiation or go ahead with others now?
I think we should hold our negotiations for another probably 8 hours, Ross. See, I have given this other party the new requirements
mm-hmm.
that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I made the offer. I divided the $80 million by 1446, which came out to $50-some-thousand
mm-hmm.
per man. The other one came out to $22,000. We offered them $10,000. And I also gave them the other conditions. So we'll be getting together with them within an hour, probably, to start on that. They've had a chance to discuss it and check with their people and everything, so I don't know where they stand.
Okay, well, call me back on that if you...
Apart, 8 hours from now, I would say we go ahead on others.
All right. Well, Tom, will you call me back in the next 5 or 6 hours? Otherwise, what time is it now?
It's 1:30 here. It's midnight there, right?
Right. Try to come.
You have to leave the house to go out of town.
I'll have to leave the house in about 7 hours.
All right.
Try to call me back.
I plan on calling you to get you in about 6 hours, right?
Right.
All right, very good.
Okay, just a second.
3 minutes, attention.
Okay, that's all right.
Tom, are you trying to put more controls around the cash?
Yes.
So we'll know where it gets spent?
Yes.
Okay, I think I've covered everything else with you in previous conversations. And
I threw in one other country, Ross, as far as where prisoners are, and that was Cambodia.
That's great. Great. Mighty good. Well, I look forward to your next call.
Fine. One other thing. Did you wire money?
Yeah, it's on the way, but there was no way to get it started until it'll get to you Monday. But there was no way to...
Fine. Because the problem is we've spent over 500 in phone calls. I'm running way low, and the hotel is all concerned.
Well, it's on the way. That's all I can guarantee you.
Fine. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Get a good night's sleep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Uncle Lane. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Tom?
Yes, Ross, here he is, right here.
Hello?
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute here. Be able to talk in a few seconds.
Okay.
All right, they have contacted their people on the new counter proposals of this morning. And here's what they say, and they say this is absolutely firm. On the money, they say they want, you know, the original price. They will do it per man, which works out $76,000. They now say that the 1,446 people they are talking about are all Americans.
Terrific.
That these are Americans from, you know, from all areas, but they will not include Cambodia, South Vietnam, or Laos. They just say all, you know, all the ones that are held by the North Vietnamese.
But it's on a per man basis.
It's on a per man basis.
But you don't pay for any till you get them all.
No, then the next kicker is they want a proportion of payment. They want to go back to the original deal. Sick and wounded come out first. And then, depending upon our conduct, they start releasing more. But they want the per man deal on a proportion of payment.
Oh, okay. But I'd sure like to fight for not paying till we are satisfied.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing from the very beginning.
All right, so far I'd say agree to everything except saying we're not going to pay until we know we've got them all. You know, just hang on to that until you're convinced that they're going to leave you.
Okay.
Give them everything else, okay?
You bet.
But now, Tom?
Yes.
You might fight them on the other and then horse trade on that, see?
Well, here's the thing. They've got this thing where somebody else is making a decision. See, it's like if, you know, they try to convince me of something, and I just sit here and say, well, I just can't do it because that's what Ross wants. See, that's what they're doing right now. And they talk to their people, and this is, you know, it's absolutely what they want.
Okay. Well, listen, Tom.
Yeah.
If they're all Americans, we can go back the other way. Right?
You say go back the other way.
Sure. I mean, just to the lump.
Right.
Can't we?
Yes.
That way, you don't pay until you get them all, right?
Right, which is the way I've been fighting them for all along, and then they've come back with this, and they said, you know, absolutely not. Well, they've been against that other one, but they had tentatively agreed to it, and then I told them, no, we want it per man now.
But not so to... Now, we want it per man, but not to pay until we got them all.
Right.
Well, do what you can on that.
Okay. They have definitely said they will not accept that, but I will tell them that I have talked to you, and that's the deal. And then we can see what happens.
Okay, what else?
Okay, on the country, you know, tell us where the money's gonna be spent. They do not want to list one country. What they will do is say the money will be spent for any of the following countries and list several countries. So in case this thing got in somebody else's hands, you know, they wouldn't just list one, they would list several.
All right, but it'd be spent for, worry it some way so that it can't, you know, that it goes to the people of a country, you know, for the use of, for improvements, things needed in that country. Oh, hell, don't. I don't care what they do with that gas, as long as the communists don't get it, right?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Okay, brother. You're right. You're way ahead of me.
I really do.
Okay. Okay.
Now, on the assignment, he said he would be glad to make that not negotiable. In other words, this is a non-negotiable type instrument.
Okay.
But as far as assigning responsibilities, they said they are going to assign responsibilities to the North Vietnamese, the ones that have the prisoners and so forth.
Okay.
So I said, fine.
Well, can we make it assignable only to them? I'll leave that up to you. I don't want to nitpick. What else?
Okay. That's it right now. Now, here's what will happen. Silver Marmion is over here now.
Okay.
And then once he's got what we want, he will have to go back to Razak. Then Razak will have to go to his people in India, although Super Marmion says that Razak has got the, he's got India's final word on this.
Mm-hmm.
So we can test that out. And then they would let me know in the morning.
Mm-hmm. About what?
We're still in disagreement. For example, when I tell them that we will not pay the money until the thing is all over.
Yeah.
Then, Silvermanian has instructions to just close off the deal.
All right.
We can just let them close off the deal, and then if we don't hear from them in the morning, we can go back until we change our mind.
Okay. Second, I'm looking through my notes here to see if there's anything loose that we've discussed. Anything else you need to tell me?
No, don't believe so.
You get a short life on the contract some way?
We got to get with Razak on that. Supermanian cannot make that decision.
You have it fixed so that it's canceled in case there's an armistice or something we don't have to pay off if the war is over.
Okay, I'll put something in there.
You follow me there.
You bet, I sure do.
You going to hold off for another day on talking to anybody else?
Well, let me see. It's morning there, right? Night here.
Yep.
Yeah. We're down to the point now. We're only apart on a couple of issues, so and we'll know that within probably 12, 13 hours from now, so we should hold off.
Have you told them that we've got other people like them that we're holding off dealing with?
Mm-hmm.
How do they react to that?
Well, here's what I tell them. They're getting nervous about that now, Ross. I told them, I said, now, the only advantage you have right now over anybody else is time. You say you can get these guys out quickly, but you're not the only one that can get them out. But I said, you're losing that aspect, and that's time. And they're really anxious to sign now. One of the things that makes them anxious, Ross, is with some announcement, on the mail and packages.
Yeah.
Last time Murphy and I met with them, and that was the deal they were going to propose to us. But 2 days later, North Vietnam announced that, they were going to allow mail and packages in every other month. Those rules they announced. So Razak's afraid that maybe, something else is going to come unglued.
Oh, you mean he tried to sell you that?
Say, pardon?
Did he try to sell you mail and packages?
Yeah, on the first deal. Get in medicine, mail, packages, things like that.
Right.
So Murphy and I were here before.
Mm-hmm.
That was their proposal. That's what they were going to do for us, get us into North Vietnam.
Okay.
And now that the North Vietnamese have announced mail and packages, guys are a little afraid of, what else they might be announcing or who else they might be dealing with.
Tom, have they given you any indication yet? Have you gotten that firm indication that they are in communication with North Vietnam yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
We spent a good part of the afternoon with Hank because these guys are kind of getting mad at each other. And Hank told us today that he doubted, he had suspicions on whether or not had really talked to the North Vietnamese for whether or not they were going to, you know, do what we said, try to get a deal and then take it to them. But he said after talking to the Russian today, that he was pretty convinced that the Indians have talked, because he said the Russian told him, yeah, they're in communication. There have been 4 meetings with the North Vietnamese. And the logic behind it is that apparently North Vietnam wants something else from India, and that's some kind of support in a United Nations vote, or an issue that will be coming up in the United Nations. I don't think it's been introduced yet. They feel that India can control quite a few votes because India's got a lot of friends. For example, Algeria, they're one of the first ones to recognize Algeria, the new African countries. So he said to him, he was convinced now that this had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hang is leaving town tomorrow and will be gone for a number of days. We'll be dealing direct with the other two fellas.
Which is that better or what?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, well, let's keep dealing, and when you call back again, I guess you'll be down to a final deal, right?
Right.
Okay, great. Well, call me whenever you're ready to talk, and without regard to the fact that you know I'm out of town, because Betty will find me, and I'll call you back.
All right, very good.
Whenever you're ready to talk, call me.
I can't hear you, Ron.
Whenever you're ready to talk, give me a call.
Fine.
Thank you, Tom.
Some ideas on collecting the money, too, Ron.
Great.
If you run into any problems.
Well, I get part of it from you. You made a lot of money last week.
Just don't lose sight of the fact that IBM's got $2 billion sitting there doing nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
They may need it.
Not $110 million of it.
See you, Tiger.
Okay, goodbye.
Hour.
Good.
And the other 4 hours was with his friend here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold just a minute?
Yeah, Merv?
Yes.
Does Ralph know that about this fellow following you or not?
Not yet.
Don't discuss it with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Ross, I've got someone at my door. Can you hold a minute?
Sure.
I had ordered some food.
I see. Okay.
No, I had not.
Fine. Did you see him around today or not?
No, and I walked for 3 hours.
Okay.
And made 2 starts at it, so I just didn't see anybody.
Right. Is Ralph right there with you now?
Yeah.
Ask Ralph if he just wants to visit with me now.
Okay. Ross?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Well, how'd it go?
Well, it was a long session, Ross. I was in there 5 hours, and I don't think there's any particular advantage now in us trying to, you know, keep the security on this, because they know all about us, and they even knew about phase 2. Which they sprung on me too. So let me just, you know, tell you what happened, okay?
Sure.
I was with Liu and Kai the whole time. Now, for about 1 hour, which was about 5 to 6, Lee Duc Tho came in order to assure himself, I think, and me too, that I understood in the clearest fashion just where I stood with them. And I just told Merv that there's no doubt in my mind where that is on almost every issue. toward the end of the conversation, now this was after Leo Toe had already left, Liu asked me just what I expected to find out in Sam Nua. And when I picked myself up, I said I hoped to find out if there were some prisoners there and where they were and if possibly their release could be negotiated. And he said simply that I wouldn't find any there, even if I knew where to look. And that he thought that right now that it was a very bad time for me to attempt such a visit, that the people in that part of the country were inflamed against the Americans now, and that they simply could not guarantee my safety. But they thought the situation might be better a little later, and they might be able to arrange something under government auspices for me to go in then.
Mm-hmm.
But they would strongly advise my not following up on that right now. So
that pretty well kills that.
Well, apparently it does, at least for now. But
because otherwise it puts Ton in a rough spot.
I guess so.
And I would assume that he wouldn't set it up at this point, right?
Apparently what he had done is set up something that was, was kind of underground. And what they were telling me was that was not a good way to do it at this point.
Okay.
That if we waited, that they could probably do something directly with Quezona. That if I wanted to talk to Quezona, they thought they could arrange that.
Where is he located?
What?
Where would he be?
He would be in Sam Nua.
I see.
But I would not find any prisoners there, which I think is a significant piece of information in itself.
Yeah, it sure is.
And on this other part, when I first got there, they apparently wanted to continue last night's conversation. What I didn't know was when Xuan Tui and I got in another one of our bouts, whether they were just rescuing the situation and they didn't intend to come back to it, or whether they wanted to pick up where we left off, but they did want to pick up where we left off, which was talking about you. And this is you and Kai now, and you just said, how about telling us about this man? We wanted to know about him for a long time. So I just launched off. I gave them the biographical data that Merv had given me. And then I dwelled for some time on my impressions of your personality characteristics. Everything we said in your office, the flexibility part and all the rest of it, and they just sat there nodding. They just let me talk. And finally, Liu said, well, how can you account for this great interest in the prisoner matter? And that led me off into the humane aspects of the thing, and it also gave me a good end to bring up the letter of credit idea that we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's how much he cares. And that idea intrigued them, and my feeling is that they put that they entertained it seriously, that they put that idea alongside the equipment idea, and that they're willing to act on either one of them when the military situation is clarified, but they're just not going to do a thing with us right now, Ross, until this offensive is over. They were very grave. Last night they were kind of light and feisty, but they were very grave this afternoon.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Well, all I know is that there was a meeting of the National Security Council this morning. Have you heard about that?
There's all kind of rumors, no facts, that the president's getting ready to do something fairly dramatic.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, one of the key questions...
This goes back to the irrational act, say.
That's right. That was one of the key questions that came up last night. Was he capable of one? And I said, that he was, because of being backed into a corner and the political state and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Did they try to tie me to the administration in any way?
No, they didn't. They accepted my interpretation of this, and finally, what I think was the coup de grace of the whole thing was, Liu said that they had come to trust my judgment and that they would trust it in this case as well.
That's interesting.
Now, so there's no problem at all with, you know, with that this is your project.
All right, now, Ralph.
Yeah.
Did, on this business of why I was concerned about the men, did you point out to them that I went to the Naval Academy and so on?
I did.
Did that seem...
I went through that whole scenario.
Well, didn't that seem...
In your office, and I told them about your background, and this is another thing that's significant. I'm going to write all this down, but things are just coming to mind now. They said, evidently the man is a patriot. They said, we admire patriots. It's politicians we don't trust.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It really is. But their attitude, the kind of baseline thing, Ross, was that they put us in a holding action. The whole thing was very friendly, and the reason Lee Duck To came back was to assure me that if anything could be done, it would be done, but that... until the rains came, that's the phrase they always use, that they were not going to be able to come to anything definite with us. And when we were through today, it was just kind of a, that's the way it's got to stand for the time being, Dr. Chandler, and that you just got to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and I had just walked in when you called, and Merv and I are going to finish sorting it out. And
why don't you do that, and then we'll talk some more?
Why don't I call you back a little later tonight, Ross?
Yeah, call me back after y'all finish talking. And the next thing is, you have no further meetings scheduled, right?
That's right.
I think y'all ought to just stay in Paris until whatever they did today becomes public knowledge.
All right.
Because you may have a whole new ball game on your hands in 24 hours.
That's right.
All
right.
And a lot to talk about.
All right.
I don't know that, but everybody's scurrying around up in Washington like something's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see. Now, if we get into what they'd call an irrational act and we'd call escalation, they'd be looking around a lot of corners, I would think, at that point.
I do, too.
So,
Well, why don't we...
You'll call me back.
It out, and I'll make some notes, Ross, and call you back, and then I can give you more details about it.
Did they ask you why you had never brought up my name or anything? Did they ever get into why, after all these months, they finally brought it out?
No, they never asked me that question, but they did say, and I think this is important toward the end. Liu said, you understand why we must, and he emphasized the why we must remain discreet about this, because there are many of our people, just as there are many people in your government, who would not understand this relationship. Now, we can make what we can of that, but that's
mm-hmm.
almost an exact quote of what he said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can understand, particularly in their government, why there'd be people that couldn't understand any kind of relationship with the capitalists.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
I got you. Okay, now, do you need to close the loop some way with Ton as far as the fact that the way things...
They told me this afternoon that they would radio Tom.
And
they didn't act like they were angry with him or that he pulled something over on them or anything. They were very matter-of-fact about it, as though he had done what I'd asked him to do, but that they didn't want to run the risk of losing me right now for their reasons and not so much for mine.
Okay. Okay.
They've kept it open. Kept everything open, but I think they put us in a holding pattern here. Another thing was that while Lee Duck To was there, he asked me what the maximum period of time would be from the time they called me at home to the time I could be with him, and I said 18 hours max.
Mm-hmm.
So, evidently they're going to just live from day to day on this.
Yeah, but I think the things you and Murph do is just settle down for a good night's sleep after you sort this out.
Yeah.
And by the time you get up in the morning,
yeah.
There will be a course of action that will have an impact one way or the other.
All right.
If the rumors floating all over this country are true at all.
All right.
Now, cripes, you know, the rumor might be, as I understand it, Kissinger was over there yesterday talking to Lee Duck Tho.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's another big rumor that's going around the country.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Everything is just a buzz with rumors today.
Yeah.
And we'll just have to see if there's really anything going on. It could just be all whitewashed.
All right. Now, last night, Ross, Lee Duck Tho came to our meeting a little late, and then he also left early. So for all I know, he was going from Kissinger to me or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his mood last night was definitely less grave than it was today. So something's happened. Are they afraid that something's going to happen? I don't know what.
All right, the next time we talk, let's think in terms of some appropriate gesture that we might make that would be meaningful to the children of North Vietnam on an interim basis.
All right.
Now, I think that's just something that it shows that we're not impatient, that we're not mad at them. You see what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't have to be huge. And let me think about it. Let me just go through and think
right.
of the things.
We'll talk about it here, too. And
then primary education, it might be quite significant.
Let's see. It's 9:20 here now.
It's 3:20 here.
Okay.
I'll be here at the office by the time.
Right. Why don't we call you back in, say, about 2 hours?
Fine. I'll be right here.
Okay.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph.
Well, it really bothers me that they would leave town on something this critical. Surely they can put their business off a day or two.
Well, they claim, of course, that they're not benefiting from this at all.
Well, I know, but you're not either, and you've been over there several weeks.
Well, that's about telling.
See, and the least they can do is wait another day or two. Or put you directly in touch with the people who are benefiting. How's that?
Yeah, well, I've tried that about 30 times.
Have you tried it since they started talking about leaving town?
No.
Why don't you try it under that environment and see how they react? How long will it take you to get the hang? After I hang up. After I hang up, how long will it take you?
I'm not going to talk to Hang. He's not even involved anymore. He's just going to sign.
Okay.
We've gotten out of the way because he really isn't, you know, he isn't any help. In fact, you know, he's kind of a hindrance.
Who should Murphy call? Supermanium?
Yes.
You're convinced Supermanian's a pretty stable, pretty solid guy?
Yeah.
He's got considerable amount of cash and what have you.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me talk to, Murphy and have him call him, and then you go on and set up a meeting with him as soon as possible, okay?
Yes, I sure will.
And, Tom, one alternative you have is why don't you go ahead and get Hang to sign, a blank page or something where y'all are going to sign.
Right.
Let Supermanian keep it.
Uh-huh.
And when Supermanian's signature will be the deciding signature.
Right, okay.
He's just going to be gone a day or two, right?
Right.
Let's try that approach if you get down to it.
Okay.
But the big thing is control the release of those funds so that we get all the men before they get any money. Otherwise, they're going to get some of the men and get satisfied. You follow me?
Yeah, that was my original logic.
Right.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay. We'll call Super Monty in and then I'll get Murphy to call you if there's anything significant. But he probably won't call you because his job is just to shake him up a little bit.
Right.
And get Super Monty in the meeting and call me right after the meeting.
Sure will.
Let me know where we stand.
Right.
Thank you, Tom.
You're at home now, Ross?
Yes.
All right, good enough.
Great.
Call you back.
Okay, you're doing a tremendous job, Tom.
Thank you.
Talk to you later on.
Bye.
Right.
Murphy?
Yes.
Okay.
I talked to Super Monty.
Right.
And the bottom line in a nutshell is that they will change degree to accepting or having the right to withdraw 50% of the prorated amount as each man is released.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100%, but 50% in goods and in cash.
Mm-hmm.
But they will agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
You can change it to that. And then he went into great detail, and I have it all on tape, and I'll... he went into great detail to explain that the 12 weeks is in there. He says that he is a very cautious man, and that what he wants to be sure that he does is to have a framework within which to operate where it does not take longer than what he thinks. He thinks it will take much less time than the 12 weeks. But because, as far as India is concerned, for example, Parliament is in session there, said because of negotiations, it might take a week longer there. Well, he says, well, if it takes a week longer, you see, and they fall behind, he doesn't want us to be upset if he has said it will take 3 weeks and it's 3.5 weeks before they start moving. So he put from 2 weeks to 12 weeks, knowing
mm-hmm.
that he could fulfill his end of the bargain.
Mm-hmm. Did you ask him about the contact with North Vietnam?
I asked him if they are being kept aware of each of these changes as they take place.
Mm-hmm.
And he said not each of them as they take place, but they are aware of the finished product, and they are aware of major changes, but they have full of the people that they're dealing with have full authority.
From India or from North Vietnam?
From North Vietnam, he said. I specifically mentioned North Vietnam.
By name?
By name.
Okay.
And he also, I pointed out to him why we were so concerned on this time element, because we had things working elsewhere. And that didn't get the rise out of him that I thought it perhaps would. He realized that.
He's a good trader.
Yeah.
See, there's another change here too, Murphy, is that they're blitzing across the plain of Jars.
Mm-hmm.
This is their last effort. This shows that they closed out the war in a blaze of glory.
Mm-hmm.
They may take all of Laos so
yeah.
that they'll have as much territory, new territory, as they're going to have to give up in the south.
Right.
This is another one of the theories. Of course, nobody knows what they're doing.
Right.
But, they wind up with a sparkling military victory, take over a whole new country, et cetera, and slam down the war.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys may know enough about that to be planned. They figure that won't happen in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen in 12.
I see.
That's one of the theories. And of course,
right,
those theories become pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed in one of the stories concerning Laos last night, the fact that they think that they may be driving to try to make it a Vietnam and divide it into a north and south
mm-hmm.
with a DMZ to be set up.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, though, as far as those theories are concerned, even that would seem to be something of a victory for those who are concerned about the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that would close, in essence, their right to come into Laos and use the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Mm-hmm.
But he did agree, and if you want to notify Tom to include that, make it 50% withdrawal rather than 100% withdrawal on a prorated basis as the men are released.
No, we'll just let Tom go after the whole thing.
Yeah.
And Tom can get back with me.
Yeah, he says he was going to meet Super Monty and said he's going to meet Tom at 5 o'clock, and it's now about almost 4 o'clock. Their time. Going about another hour, he's due to be
What, did you talk to him about a list at all?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, Tom's going to really go after him on the list.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mention the list at all.
But he seemed in reasonably good spirits and what have you.
Yes, okay. Yes, he thought that he liked the deal, and he's griping a little about Tom's doggedness again in trading.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he just realized he's got a tough trader, maybe.
What are his specific complaints?
Well, he just said that at one point he said that Mr. Marcus didn't seem to understand as we did, and on some of these things, that in conversations with us over here, and then they would find it to be more difficult with Mr. Marcus.
Oh.
But, you know,
that's just trade talk.
Sure.
Well, it might serve a useful purpose for him to leave town. Okay. This will give me time. I'm having some checks made on him.
Right.
And I should have those within 48 hours.
Very good. Was there any way to check on those additional prisoners coming out of the plane of charge?
No. Cripes, believe it or not, I can't get any hard information on that.
We'll get some rest, and I'll see you at the office then.
Okay. Let's see if there's anything we need to tell Tom on.
If he is ready to deal with them hard and fast, I can't think of anything else because he's already aware of everything.
Now, then the next thing is it looks like to me, since they're not making any money out of this,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
that they should just put us in direct touch with the people that are dealing.
Except that I'm not convinced they're not making money.
I know, but they say they're not.
Right.
Why don't you call him back and tell him one thing you forgot to ask him? A couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him, you can kind of give him these as tips. But one of them is a tip, and that is, Mac, and that the fact that since we're getting into Tom's deal now, I'm afraid. I was starting to say that we'd run at him with this since they were going to release the prisoners, and we were going to pay him as they released them.
Mm-hmm.
On the front end, we need to know who we were supposed to get before we get them.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about a list.
A list. And,
but would that just clog the machinery more if they're in position to move sick and injured? And they go
No, it might. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Probably I'm getting like a dang government employee.
No.
Problem is...
I won't live long enough to see that happen.
Problem is that... you're probably right there.
That could come on the backside, it seems to me, after me. In other words, if we just break the ice and get some sort of mint flowing out of there,
mm-hmm.
then we can start throwing these other things in as clogs before they get additional money.
Mm-hmm. But I bet these guys, if we get men,
mm-hmm.
probably the best indication of all that they're about to throw in the town.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'll go along with that. And that could be a big breakthrough. As a matter of fact, we could, as they start to bring these men out, we could have some sort of deal to just lay at their feet. That could bring it about even quicker, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just use this as the wedge in the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
That's all I've got. See you later.
All right.
Thank you.
Good morning.